Bill Panic Zone. I am America's voice. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for a Tuesday. And here are three big things you need to know for hour number two. Number three, police officers are leaving the job in record numbers, and there's nobody coming in behind them. So the whole idea of defunding the police won't have much meaning, and there aren't any more police to fund at all. Number two, in Florida, the open for business signs are up. Governor Ron DeSantis doing a remarkable job keeping the virus down and employment up. And the county sheriff says, please move here, but leave those blue politics at home. And number one, Democrats desperately holding on to the lie that somehow President Donald Trump was involved in any way with people who died at the Capitol on January the 6th. Progressives so desperate to continue telling the lie that five people died. The only person that died was Ashley Babbitt, shot and killed by a black police officer that was the unarmed white woman. And I say that only so you understand how ridiculous that narrative is when it's used the other way around. For the record, I don't think he should be charged. It was chaotic. He made a mistake in the heat of the moment. But first, we're going to turn to other breaking news this hour. News that we discussed here last week. News of people in the administration of Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer traveling for spring break. Now, we learned that Trish Foster, her number one aide, a person who was given a job, a brand new job of chief operating officer that did not previously exist, just so she could be there in the governor's inner circle. And then we learned that the director of Health and Human Services, Elizabeth Hertel, the woman in charge of making and implementing and enforcing rules about COVID and how to deal with it and the penalties you could face, also traveled for spring break. And so last week here on the show, we learned about all of these things, and we learned that they were ignoring the surge in cases of COVID-19. And we learned that despite that, the person in charge of Michigan's response directly, the director of Michigan's Health and Human Services, ignored Governor Whitmer, who is herself saying, you need to stay home. Don't travel. So last week on the program, I asked if Governor Whitmer herself and others traveled out of state. Sometimes I think I need a crystal ball. Here is what I said. All right. Here is what I said. Bite number nine. Play what I said last Thursday right here on this show. Go. While Michigan restaurants were having their owners handcuffed and dragged to Lansing and jailed for having the nerve to try to remain open and try to keep their businesses alive. The people behind that, partying in Gulf Shores, others in Florida. I wonder how many members of Governor Whitmer's staff, cabinet members, aides and advisors went on spring break. I wonder if the governor herself enjoyed spring break somewhere and we just haven't been told. We'll wait. Somebody knows the truth. But I'm going to guarantee you this, the number of people from her cabinet and close advisors in her inner circle, the number that traveled for spring break is more than two. Two is what we know so far. But it's going to get worse. Guess what? It just got worse. Governor Whitmer did, in fact, travel last month, sometime around 3 or 4 weeks ago. The news broken by MERS News Service out of Lansing. I'm going to read part of that for you now. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's spokesperson confirmed today that the governor took a, quote, personal trip out of state about a month ago to visit her father. While Communications Director Tiffany Brown wouldn't say where the Democratic governor traveled, a source tells MERS that Whitmer's father, Richard, has a home in Florida. We're also told from other sources that his health is not great. Her dad was fully vaccinated, and the governor is tested regularly and has never tested positive for COVID. Well, that wasn't a break for the rest of us. The rest of us weren't told, hey, you can travel for spring break if you've been vaccinated or if you've recovered from COVID. That's not what was said. We were told to get vaccinated and keep wearing masks forever. In fact, Governor Whitmer is moving now to make those regulations put up during the pandemic permanent on Michigan residents. Brown also said the governor traveled at her own expense. Well, that's new. The news about Governor Whitmer's travel comes after Whitmer's two administration officials traveled to Florida, and there will be more when the truth comes out. But then this. This is from the Detroit Free Press. Governor Gretchen Whitmer traveled out of state more than a month ago to visit her chronically ill father, her office reported Monday. News of Whitmer's trip, first reported by MERS, brought new charges of hypocrisy from Republican critics and pretty much everyone else. MERS reported that Whitmer's father has a home in Florida, but Whitmer's office would not confirm that or say where Whitmer traveled to see him, citing ongoing security concerns. So now it's a secret. Now it's a secret where the governor went for spring break or to meet her father or whatever she did. And why wouldn't she have been upfront about this before? When your child omits information, but I didn't lie, I didn't tell you. Lying by omission is still lying. The governor was on the hot seat here last week during press appearances. The most controlled press appearances I've ever seen anywhere until I saw Joe Biden operate. But she doesn't have press conferences. Governor Whitmer has never had a press conference where you have 25 reporters in the room all raising their hands and asking questions and shouting a little bit. And, hey, governor, what about this or that? That never happens. Everything she does is completely controlled. She cannot handle a true press conference, it appears, because if she could, she would. Clearly, she cannot, so she does not. That's the bottom line. Brown would not say when the trip occurred, except that it was more than a month ago and within the last 6 months and during a time that Michigan's coronavirus positivity rate was in the low single digits. She would not say where Whitmer went or whether Whitmer traveled alone or with others. It's all a big secret. We know she went to the inauguration of Joe Biden. We know she traveled one other time. And now we know she traveled allegedly to see her father, because if you refuse to tell us the truth, why would we assume you're telling the truth based on the fact that you omitted last week during a press conference where you were asked about the Health and Human Services Director, your Health and Human Services Director, traveling to Gulf Shores, Alabama to celebrate spring break after your number one aide, Trish Foster, traveled to Florida to celebrate spring break? Why would you not volunteer? By the way, I did this because of this. The fact of the matter is, Michigan's numbers have been spiraling out of control for weeks. And Governor Whitmer did exactly what she told all the rest of us not to do. She traveled. She traveled out of state. But where? It's a big secret. It's a big secret. That's all. A big, fat secret. Where did she travel? The truth will come out. Like I said before, it's going to get worse and we will find out more. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Hey parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress? Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.